During last fall's devastating wildfires, Oregon firefighters were on the front lines and the public was grateful. But the job takes a toll. The Institute of American Firefighters finds up to 37% of first responders meet the criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert has the story of a Lane County fire chief who had the courage to ask for help.
Christiana Rainbow Plews has been fighting fires for 30 years.
My very first fire chief, when I would get frustrated, and he used to say, "Suck it up, princess." And that's always been my mantra. Suck it up, princess. Just keep going.
In 2018, Plews became chief of the Upper McKenzie Fire District. Chief Rainbow, as she's called, was on the front lines of the disastrous Holiday Farm fire. The experience was traumatizing.
That initial sight of everything gone, I had been seeing it for days all along the river, all my friends' homes and familiar landmarks, and I knew what that destruction looked like, but I didn't know what it felt like.
Until she got downriver to where her family's homes once stood in Vida.
And it's pretty overwhelming to pull into your driveway and there's nothing recognizable because it's all gone.
Plews did not take a break here. She knows she should have, but in her head, there was still so much to do.
My volunteers who lost everything, they were shattered.
Plews felt the heavy weight of responsibility during the fire and afterwards. And there was guilt.
One of the things I know she's voiced to me that really hurts is that she wasn't there that night when we evacuated.
Eric Plews has been married to the chief for 34 years. They have two sons. The whole family understands that her life is constantly at risk. The night of the Holiday Farm fire, Plews hit a fallen boulder on the dark highway near Blue River. Stranded with fire all around her, she called her husband.
But here's the way she says it. She says, "Hey, I got a flat tire up here, and I need Vern to come help me get it fixed." And there was no panic.
Turns out that incident was one of three times in her career that Plews thought she would die in the line of duty. PTSD is an anxiety disorder that can develop after a shocking or terrifying event. Symptoms vary. Some people experience changes in mood, from rage to tearful depression. Some have nightmares or flashbacks. There can be isolation, irrational fear, suicidal ideation. Specialists say the key is recognizing something is wrong and getting help. But that's not easy.
When you look at professions that are really about pushing through pain, like firefighters and police officers, there can be a huge stigma around admitting that you might have some issues around post-traumatic stress or depression.
Dr. Xinxin Tong is a licensed psychologist with Oregon Mind Body Institute. She's seen what unaddressed trauma can do.
Kind of like shaking a Coke bottle, you know, and then the lid just flips off and it explodes.
5 months after the Holiday Farm fire, Plews told her crew she's taking a leave of absence. She's been diagnosed with severe cumulative PTSD. She's in therapy. The chief says the mantra isn't working. Suck it up is no longer an option.
People have to respect that unless you stop for a while and regroup and heal, that you won't be any good to anyone anymore.
At the fire station at McKenzie Bridge, volunteer crews are pulling engines back in after a fire drill. They've received her announcement with understanding. Dirk Rogers has agreed to be acting chief.
There's some struggles that she is trying to deal with, and I support her 100%. And I'll be honest with you, that's a struggle for a lot of the firefighters. Everybody handles this a little bit different. Some people have had some rough goes.
Trauma specialist Dr. Tong says it's important to acknowledge that our heroes are hurting, and we owe them respect when they ask for help. Like Plews did.
I think that is so brave, especially in that culture and that environment. It's such an act of courage.
Chief Rainbow Plews says she will be back on the job she loves, but only after her head and heart have healed. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.